Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for being here today. Today, we are going to talk about wellness hacks, tips, tricks, habits to help you be the best version of you. I always love hearing about what other people are doing in their lives. And so I thought today I would share a little bit of different things that I've been implementing into my day-to-day wellness journey. I know I've shared before, but I do have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid. You can Google it. It is actually very common, and I do want to do an episode about specifically about Hashimoto's someday. But today I'm just going to share with you a couple tricks, wellness habits that I've been implementing that have been working for me. I don't want you to go out and buy all these products. If there's just one takeaway for you today that you want to try that may sound like it would help you, then that is the purpose of today's episode. Not that you need to go out and implement all these different strategies and techniques. The first, I may have many of you turn off this podcast right now as I say this, but I adore coffee and I love coffee, but I have been noticing that it does make me a bit more anxious and jittery, and that I was drinking too much coffee. I probably was drinking more coffee than most of you. So with that said, I decided to just try an experiment, and I tried cutting down to one cup of coffee in the morning and then switching and making a matcha. Now, mind you, I did not like matcha the first time I tried it. I thought it tasted almost like grass, you guys. But I kept hearing about all these benefits of matcha. And I believe I read it on a blog post. Someone was just saying, you just really have to learn how to make it appropriately and right for you to be able to enjoy it, because there's a wide range of how different matchas can taste. And so I wanted to share with you today how I make my matcha. So the matcha that I buy is called, I think, Aya, and you can find it on Amazon. It's A-I-Y-A matcha, and it says culinary grade. And what I do is I just take like a small soup pan, I put it on the stove, I put in unsweet vanilla almond milk by Silk, I found is my favorite, fill that in the pan, get that to a boil. I also put in a little bit of nut pod vanilla creamer in it. It just adds a really good flavor to it. So I bring that to just like a really low simmer boil, and then I put about a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of matcha in. Then you take, if you Google it or look on Amazon, they're like these wood whisk, it kind of looks like. And so then you pour the matcha in and then you whisk it really, really, really fast and good for probably about a minute. And that will get a really nice frothy substance and texture to the matcha. And then I just pour it in my mug and away we go. But I have learned to really appreciate how the matcha makes my body feel. I don't get like the anxious, jittery feeling after drinking it. It almost creates this calmness. And then I don't get that midday crash. And so everything I had heard about matcha and how it makes you feel proved to be true for me. So I wanted to share that with any of you. I'm not saying give up coffee altogether, but if you are feeling side effects from coffee, to just like kind of take a look at it and see if adding matcha to your morning routine would be helpful for you. The second is with Hashimoto's and having adrenal fatigue, I often thought I needed to do a ton of cardio, and that proved to be almost harder on my body than beneficial. And recently I've really been drawn to more like Pilates and strength mat work. And I wanted to share with all of you today, my favorite, there's so many out there, by the way. I really love doing workouts at home. I love getting up in the morning and just going straight downstairs, to our living room and doing them there. I know a lot of people like classes, and sometimes that is great for me as well. But if you are going to do at-home classes, I highly, highly recommend. It's called Melissa Wood Health, and you can get a year-long membership. I think it's $100 for a year-long membership, and there are hundreds of Pilates, yoga classes, meditations that I'll talk about in a little bit as well. But those have been really calming for my nervous system, not to mention I find myself feeling stronger with them, but the whole point is I don't feel this like crazy increase of adrenaline and cortisol and then crash. So if you are looking for a new workout program, and you guys, a lot of her classes are only like 15 to 20 minutes long. Sometimes I'll even stack them and do two of them, but they really have made a difference in my overall nervous system and strength and well-being. Number three, I took out gluten about 5 months ago. Now, I wish I could say I had this like crazy turnaround and, you know, you hear about these people that automatically like drop 20 pounds and feel the most amazing in their life. None of those things were true for me, and I have been very strict about it. But I will say I do feel less brain fog. And I also had a side effect of Hashimoto's and a lot of different autoimmune diseases is you get like scalp disorders. And so you get a really irritated, red, itchy, uncomfortable scalp. And that has completely helped with that and any other skin issues. So I would say those are my biggest two things. I plan to stay off gluten. Is it fun? No. If I'm being honest, is it hard? Yes. But I do overall feel better. It wasn't like this huge life-changing outcome for me, but again, they often recommend people with Hashimoto's to go off gluten as well. Number four is, I've talked about it before, guys, but meditation. I find myself going in and out of phases in my life where I am a little bit more disciplined about implementing meditation into my day-to-day habits. And I always find I am much more centered. I have more patience for my kids. I'm more focused if I take about 10 minutes and put on a meditation. Peloton has excellent meditations as well as the Melissa Wood Health app or program that I was telling you about. The thing that I've really started to like is Melissa's walking meditations. I find them, there's like a new energy about it and a clearing. I sometimes have a little bit of a hard time letting myself go into the meditation with a sitting meditation, whereas in a walking meditation where I'm moving, I find a lot more benefit for me personally. And so I highly recommend a walking meditation as well. Number five are different supplements. Now, you guys, supplements are not cheap. So please don't feel like you need to go out and buy these different supplements. These are ones that I have found that have helped me the most. I actually take even more than this, but I didn't want to share all 10 supplements that I take. The first that I take is by a company called Symbiotica. It's not cheap, you guys, but it's called Adrenal Super Tonic, and I take this every morning. I have to tell you, it tastes horrible. Like, I don't like the taste at all. It's actually a liquid that you pump into your mouth. I think it's like 12 pumps, and it does not taste good, but I drink water right afterwards, but I really do feel more energy during the day and less of the up and downs with taking this. The second is a supplement that has become a lot more popular, especially in the last couple years, but it's called glutathione. If you Google it and research it, you can really go down a rabbit hole of how amazing it really is for your body. But this one I take, it's just by the company called Now, and it's called glutathione, and I take 500 milligrams, and I take that daily as well. So Google glutathione, and you'll be amazed at how many benefits there are. The next supplement is, let's see, it's called grass-fed beef liver, and yes, It is beef liver, and it's kind of disgusting when you're thinking about that. But you guys, I really do notice a difference in my energy levels when I take this on a daily basis. I think it says the suggested use is 6 capsules daily, and I do take that. And I highly recommend. I do get it off Amazon. Mind you, I know the risk of ordering something off Amazon, but I've had a really good experience with this ancestral grass-fed beef liver. Number 6 is something that I had read, and I know the importance of keeping your spaces decluttered, especially your closet, your kitchen. I love a clean house. I've talked about this before. I am a drawer stuffer. I'm working on it. But I found that my workspace and my desk, I almost made an excuse of, oh, well, this is where I work. This is my papers. This is where I have all my client information for life coaching. But I realized, well, if I'm holding myself accountable in all these other areas in our household, then this is probably the most important place. I need to keep a clean desk and space and organized area, and it just brings a new energy to your space when you feel good about the space you're working in. So I don't know, whatever works for you guys. I actually go on YouTube sometimes and type in like organized offices or on Pinterest or whatever, and that helps get me motivated seeing all these different clean, organized areas. And it really, really does elevate your work mood when you're in a space, especially if you work from home, that you want to be in. Number 7, we all know is so important, is sleep. And how many hours of sleep you get probably depends on the season of life that you are in. But one little hack that does help me is I find myself, if I get into bed with my phone and I'm scrolling or I go on Netflix and watch a show, I always go to bed later. I just find myself down a rabbit hole that's like hard to get out of. And then it takes longer for my brain to relax to get to a space where I can go to sleep. Whereas if I charge my phone across the room, I know I've talked about this before on the show, and actually get an old school book, guys. No reading on my phone, not even on my Kindle, but like an old school book where I sit and I like dim the lights a little bit and it's calming, and I find myself getting to a place where I can organically get sleepy and fall asleep a lot easier and also stay asleep. So that one little tweak makes such a difference. And then the last wellness hack I'm going to share with you today is there are some people that love taking baths and some people that don't. And if you are in the season of life that you actually have time to take a bath, then I highly recommend it. And this is why. It just helps bring your nervous system down and level, and it gives you a space, especially if you are a parent, to just like exhale, shut the bathroom door, and find a minute for yourself. Something I like to add in my bath is an oil called Panaway, and the company Young Living sells it. And it just kind of brings everything back to center, and it really helps with achy muscles as well. I'll also put in some Epsom salt baths as well when I do have time for a bath. But thanks for listening today. I just wanted to share a quick episode with you, different things that I highly recommend to go back over and review, switching from many cups of coffee to one cup of coffee and adding matcha in. The exercise program I suggested was called Melissa Wood Health, taking gluten out of my diet. Number 4, meditation and walking meditation. Number 5, I shared with you those supplements. Number 6, making sure that you have a space that gives you good energy, that you feel organized and excited to tackle the day. Number 7 is sleep, enough sleep, and reading before bed instead of scrolling or watching TV. And number 8 is baths and implementing Epsom salts in this Panaway oil. So I hope if there's anything that you can take from today is the importance of making your health and your wellness an important part of your life, no matter the season of life you're in. If you want to find out more information, you can at jennaschneidercoaching.com. I do have a couple openings coming up this summer for clients. You can find out more information there. Thanks again. Bye-bye.